Hello, and welcome back to the Embody Me podcast. We are doing the Conscious Code series, covering all 64 human design gates, gene keys, and Chinese I Ching hexagrams. And today we are talking about gate number 22. And I refer to this gate as the Gracious Beauty. And in human design, it's called the Gate of Openness, Gate of Grace, or the Gate of Surrender. It's located in the emotional solar plexus center towards the throat center. And it's in the channel of openness connected to Gene Key or Gate 12. And this is the design of a social being. In the Gene Keys, this gate is called Grace Under Pressure. And in the I Ching, it's called Fire Offering at the Foot of the Mountain. This is in the tropical sign of Pisces and the Vedic sign of Aquarius. And it is in the Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra. So the overall energy of Gate 22 is deeply emotional and complex, with a profound understanding of human nature. Its energy resonates with a graceful charm, beauty, and emotional wisdom that seeks to honor the self and others. And it offers compassion and attentiveness to the collective's needs and individual desires. It has a characteristic of refinement in social interactions, and those who have this gate active have the capacity to work a room with ease, demonstrating both grace and presence, even under pressure. So the shadow of Gate 22 is dishonor. And that refers to the lack of integrity and respect in your actions and interactions with others. And in your repressive nature, or if you're more of an introverted person, this can show up as you being proper, where your emotions are hidden, your deep lusts and deep hatred and resentment towards others are concealed. And you do this because of the fear of you losing control. But in your reactive nature, or if you're more of an extroverted person, you can show up as being inappropriate, where you have antisocial behavior, you are unable to control your emotions, you wear your heart on your sleeve, you may have a destructive nature mostly towards others, and also potentially towards yourself, and you have the inability to listen to others or yourself, and can deeply be misunderstood in your shadow. And this is because you have a denial of emotions in general. And you may struggle with this denial or repressing your emotions, which leads you to emotional reactivity and dishonorable behavior. So the denial can create disharmony in your relationships and hinder your ability to embrace life's pain with grace. You may fear that you lack support or believe that you don't deserve beauty, love, or grace in life. And this fear can lead you to compromising or settling in various aspects of life and prevent you from fully embracing your unique contributions. And you have a very blaming and victim mentality. Instead of taking responsibility for your emotions, you engage in blame and victimization and fault finding. And this can limit your personal growth and impede your ability to experience true grace and liberation. So in your shadow, you have a very negative emotional projection. You have a difficulty with emotional honesty, and you repress your sexual and natural delights, which hinder your ability to fully embrace the joys of life. And this repression can lead to increased suffering and a disconnection from your true self. So in the shadow of dishonor, this behavior distorts the collective memory and records of experience. And it can also lead to disconnection from truth and consequences. And that affects your relationships and personal growth. And it's almost like you have this instant karma when you're stuck in your shadow, where negative consequences impact your life and your relationships through your proper or inappropriate nature when you're in your shadow of dishonor. So proper being, you're acting like you don't have emotions and everything's fine. And then inappropriate, obviously, is just you being an asshole and thinking it's fine because you don't believe that you deserve any better. But in your gift, which is graciousness and the quality of being kind, considerate, and compassionate towards yourself and others, is your gift. And when we say graciousness, you have a graceful emotional understanding where it allows you to navigate your emotions with grace and wisdom. And this emotional awareness helps you handle challenging situations with compassion and charm. You have courage and empowerment where you face life's difficulties and empower yourself to overcome adversity. And your resilience and decisiveness inspires others to do the same. So you're socially graceful. And this makes you amazing at navigating social situations and effortlessly connecting with others. You leave a positive impact on those that you encounter. You trust in the universal flow of abundance and support in your gift. And your faith in perfect unfolding allows you to attract positive experiences and opportunities into your life, where you're not necessarily creating bad karma. Now you're creating good karma and you expect it. And you're very compassionate in the face of pain, and you show grace when faced with pain and suffering, both in yourself and others. And your ability to honor your mood and your timing for sharing truth fosters deep connections with others. So you listen and you value others in your gift, and you make others' words a priority, and you're very attentive, and you have respect for the way other people feel, creating a nurturing and supportive environment for them. Which brings us to the gift of grace. And that's a state of being that transcends ordinary human experience and represents the highest expression of divine presence and alignment with the cosmic order. And this is why Gate 22 is so important in the evolution of humanity, because it's all about the transmutation of suffering, where you understand the truth of redemption, and that allows you to transform pain into growth and healing. And you're very attractive and have impact through your presence and can deeply impact others' hearts and souls because of your magnetic presence that leaves a lasting impression. And it's ultimately about embracing the full range of emotions that we experience. And you understand the power of doing this without fear or denial. And this emotional maturity enhances your authenticity and self-expression, beauty and love within the world. And you lead through love and wisdom, through your spiritual initiation and divine presence. And through this spiritual experience and the descent of true grace, you allow the divine consciousness to manifest through your actions and interactions. And this enables expansion and enhancement within your life, as well as those lives that you impact. Your generosity and support uplift others and help them reach their full potential. And how you can use this in your brand and business is by being the beacon of grace and graciousness, having compassion, and just being the light in the room that reminds us that we all have an emotional, as human beings, we are here to experience the full range of emotions and to accept those emotions with graciousness and to not beat ourselves up and to not become a victim of our emotions, but to allow ourselves and others to transmute those emotions as they arise. It's all about clearing the aura by learning from the suffering that you experience and accepting and transmuting your karma. This is a very karmic related gene key or gate. And it's true that what you put out will come back to you. It's like the seed that you are planting. Are you planting empowerment, charm, emotional wisdom, beauty, self-expression? Or are you planting blame and victimization in your life? Are you dishonoring yourself and others? Or are you stepping into grace with allowing things to be exactly as they are? And here are some contemplative questions that you can journal on if you have this gate active. What needs to be healed, released, aligned, and brought to my awareness for me to deepen my faith within myself? How can I embrace and honor the full range of my emotions, recognizing them as part of my human experience? And how can I share my spirit with others, bringing grace and kindness into my interactions and relationships? And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of dishonor and embody the gift of graciousness and grace. Embrace your emotions. You may experience a wide range of emotions. So instead of repressing or denying them, honor and trust what you feel. Your emotions can be your guides, leading you toward deeper understanding and compassion. Cultivate grace and compassion. Practicing this, especially during challenging times, can lead you toward empowerment and emotional wisdom. Try to be present with your pain and suffering, both in yourself and with others, and approach these feelings with kindness. And explore your creative expression. You have a natural ability to express yourself creatively. Don't hold back your passion due to perceived limitations. Know that you are worthy and engage with the world through art, music, or writing and see where it takes you. And of course, Gate 22 is an amazing gate full of love, compassion, patience, presence, and grace. The gracious beauty, Gate 22. And may we walk through this week with more grace towards ourselves and others as we experience emotional waves. Thank you again for your presence here, and I'll see you guys when the sun transits into the next human design gate. Mwah.